Hi, this is Dr. Leung. This is Dr. Leung, a neurologist in Pleasanton. This is the clinical patient. Last name is Yadao. Again, Yadao. First name is Christian. Christian. Date of visit is April 9, 2025. Thanks, Dr. Agarwal. My patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was between September of 2017 to December of 2017. Comma patient was in Lackland, L-A-C-K-L-A-N-D, Lackland Air Force Base. First up, a patient tells me that he was involved in combat training. He was involved in combat training exercises. First up, a patient tells me that during the training exercises, he was working with the instructor. First up, he told me that he was knocked down many times during these combat training exercises. First up, patient tells me that he landed on his head many times. First up, patient denies any loss of consciousness. First up, he tells me that when he got knocked down to the ground, he had head pain. However, patient tells me that he continued with the training. Did not lose consciousness. Patient tells me that he also worked with canine units with dogs. Patient tells me that he also had sometimes had knocked down during the canine training with the dogs. First time next, we have a patient that tells me that he is currently having symptoms including headaches occasionally, sensitivity to the head. First up, patient tells me he has poor memory. First up, he has very forgetfulness. First up, patient sometimes have sharp pains and throbbing pain in the head. First up, next paragraph, patient is currently not working. First up, patient tells me that he's unemployed. First up, next paragraph. This marks the end of the presentation. Next patient. Last name is Grande. Grande. First name is Angel. Date of birth is April 9, 2025. First up, patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in Fort Drum, D-R-U-M, Fort Drum in New York. First up, it was in 2018. First up, patient was sitting as a passenger in a military truck. First up, a patient was sitting in the front. First up, it was under heavy snow. First up, the truck hit the pole. First up, patient tells me that they hit the head against the metal parts in the truck. First up, patient tells me they hit the front and back of the head. First up, patient has severe head pain. First up, patient did not lose consciousness. First up, however, patient was confused and disoriented after the impact. First up, a patient tells me that he had head pain and confusion for several days. First up, next paragraph, a patient tells me that in Fort Drum, New York, in 2018, he also had seizure twice. First up, according to the patient, that he had seizures twice in 2018. First up, a patient had complete loss of consciousness and fell down and hit the head. First up, this happened twice. First up, when he woke up, a patient has severe head pain, confusion, disorientation from the impact of the head onto the ground. First up, next paragraph, patient currently have symptoms include chronic headaches, brain fog, memory loss, concentration difficulty, constant migraines, difficulty to focus and concentrate. First up, next paragraph, patient is currently not working. First up, a patient tells me that he used to be a driver. First up, patient is not able to drive anymore because of the seizures, according to the patient. First up, next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, in 2018 in New York, patient was involved in a motor vehicle accident in a military truck. First up, a patient was a passenger, riding a truck during heavy snow. First up, the military truck hit the pole, and then he hit the head against the metal parts in the truck. First up, he hit the front and back of the head. First up, patient had immediate head pain. some severe head pain, confusion, disorientation. First up, the patient did not lose consciousness. The first up, however, the patient felt these symptoms for the next several days. The first up, the patient also had a seizure twice on the same year. First up, the patient tells me that he had lost consciousness and fell down and hit the ground twice and hit the head. The first up, when he woke up, a common patient had severe confusion, disorientation, and headaches. First up, it is my opinion that these injuries to the head can cause traumatic brain injury symptoms. First up, his current headaches, brain fog, memory loss, confusion, disorientation are all likely all residual symptoms from the traumatic brain injury. First up, next patient. Next patient, last name is a B-R-U-T-K-O. Again, B-R-U-T-K-O. First name is Albert. The date of birth is April 8, 2025. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in the Air Force in 2000. He was in the Air Force in 2013. First up, a patient was in Sacramento. First up, a patient was riding a motorcycle. First up, a patient tells me that he got in a motorcycle accident. First up, he had complete loss of consciousness. First up, he had amnesia after that. First up, he does not remember what happened after that. First up, a patient tells me that it was a severe impact. First up, patient had complete amnesia for the next few days. First up, when he woke up, a common patient was confused and disoriented and a severe headache. First up, next forever. In the 1980s, common patient was in Germany. First up, patient had two motor vehicle accidents. First up, once he was re-ended, the other one he was T-boned. First up, a patient tells me that he did not lose consciousness. First up, however, he hit the head both times. First up, hit the windows both times. Patient severe head pain, confusion, disorientation. First up, next forever. Since this injury, a patient tells me that he has significant memory deficits. First up, he has cognitive deficits, headaches, mood swings, difficulty to sleep, and fatigue. First up, patient has confusion and disorientation. First up, next paragraph, a patient is currently not working. First up, patient tells me it hasn't worked for 10 years. First up, next paragraph. It is my opinion that patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, in 2013, common patient had a motor vehicle accident in Sacramento. First up, a patient had injury. First up, a patient had complete amnesia for the next few days. So first up, he does not remember anything for the next few days. So first up, when he woke up, a common patient was confused, disoriented, and with a severe head pain. First up, patient also have two other motor vehicle accidents in Germany in the 1980s. First up, since these events occur, a patient has significant chronic headaches occur, a poor memory come, difficulty sleeping come, insomnia symptoms, fatigue come, confusion, disorientation, difficulty to focus come. These are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. First up, it is my opinion that the symptoms are results from the traumatic brain injury. First up. First up, the next patient is last name is W-A-H-G-R-E-N. First name is Victoria. Date of visit is April 8, 2025. First up, next paragraph, a patient tells me that she was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in 2003. It was in 2003. Come, a patient tells me that she was had traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in 2003. Comma, patient was in Iraq and Kuwait. First up, patient was in a military truck. First up, there was many explosions and mortar attacks. First up, patient tells me that she was in a compound. Comma, there were multiple mortar attacks and explosions. First up, patient. A patient tells me that she was in the military vehicle and she was bouncing around within the quote-unquote bouncing around in the vehicle. First up, patient tells me that she hit her head and she has head pain. First up, a patient also tells me that she had a tent pole, P-E-N-T, tent pole, P-O-L-E, that fell down and hit the top of the head. First up, she did not lose consciousness. First up, but she just has a significant head pain. First up, next paragraph. A patient tells me that she also has significant PTSD symptoms. She was diagnosed with PTSD, and that she also have anxiety symptoms, panic attack symptoms. Next paragraph. Patient currently has significant panic attacks and anxiety symptoms. Patient would avoid social gatherings. Patient's mood swings. Patient has a poor memory. Patient's difficulty remembering things, people, names, time of date, and events. Patient tells me that she's afraid to go to public place. Patient tells me that she was diagnosed with PTSD. Next paragraph. Patient is currently an army recruiter. Patient tells me that her PTSD and memory deficits and anxiety symptoms are significantly affecting her do her job. Patient tells me that she has difficulty to perform steps and procedures. Patient's difficulty remember names. Next paragraph. It is my opinion that her symptoms of her symptoms are most likely due to PTSD. Specifically her panic symptoms, anxiety symptoms, avoiding social gatherings, mood swings, I believe that these are all results from her PTSD. It is my opinion that the symptoms are not likely due to traumatic brain injury. That is Mark 13 amputation.